Copenhagen. Denmark is contemplating lifting its 40-year-old ban on nuclear power, citing the need to strengthen its energy security. The development signals a potential policy pivot in a country long known for its commitment to wind and solar energy as the backbone of its green transition. Danish Minister for Climate, Energy and Utilities, Lars Aagaard, announced that the government is launching a comprehensive analysis to evaluate the potential of next-generation nuclear technologies, tiny modular reactors, SMRs. Aagaard acknowledged that global progress in nuclear innovation has prompted a reassessment of Denmark's existing policies. Denmark's 1985 ban on nuclear power followed strong public opposition and widespread support for renewables. Aagaard reaffirmed that the core of Denmark's energy strategy remains unchanged. "We continue the energy policy we have pursued for many years in Denmark. Solar and wind are the cheapest and fastest way to the green transition," he said. The government's report on the feasibility and societal impact of SMRs is expected to be ready by next year. It will serve as the foundation for a broader debate on the role of nuclear power in Denmark's future energy mix. Denmark's renewed interest in nuclear energy comes as several European countries revisit their nuclear policies. In a symbolic moment in 2005, Danes celebrated the closure of Sweden's Barsebäck 2 nuclear reactor, located across the Øresund Strait and visible from Copenhagen. However, Sweden has since reversed course. Its current government is actively promoting nuclear power and plans to expand its nuclear capacity. The evolving regional stance on nuclear power reflects a broader global trend driven by concerns over energy security, climate goals, and technological advancements. Small modular reactors, in particular, are being viewed as potentially safer, more flexible, and easier to deploy than traditional nuclear plants.